This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's new government is trying to work out its differences with opposition groups. It is also trying to battle the insurgents behind a series of recent suicide bombings. Today, a bomb exploded near a police station in southwestern Baghdad. At least 9 people were killed and dozens more were wounded. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
Yet again, the streets of Baghdad echo with the wail of sirens as ambulances rush to help victims of another car bombing. The mood of cautious optimism in the capital that followed the installation of the interim Iraqi government is taking a battering. The Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, promises to act against the insurgents. There are new emergency laws, a new domestic intelligence agency, and he's sanctioned several recent U.S. airstrikes. But every bomb increases pressure from Iraqis for more results. Yesterday, he made an unexpected move. He allowed the newspaper of the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to reopen. Al-Hawsa was banned in April by Paul Bremer, then the U.S. consul, who said it was inciting violence. Ali al-Yasri is the editor.
The Americans were upset when we criticized them. We didn't call for violence. We just criticized what they were doing here.
The shutdown played an important part in the Shiite uprising in southern Iraq. Sadr's black-clad militiamen took to the streets in Najaf, Kerbala, Al-Qut and elsewhere, seizing control of police stations. Hundreds died in running battles with U.S.-led troops. Al-Yasri again.
It was a big mistake to close this place. It was the wrong way to treat the Iraqi people and to trespass on their freedoms. Those Iraqi people who heard about freedom and democracy from Americans were astonished and surprised by this behavior.
Alawi's decision appears to be intended as an inducement to Muqtada al-Sadr, who enjoys wide support among the Shiite poor, to make peace with the new interim government. There's been much talk of an amnesty, but the young cleric has been sending mixed signals. News of Alawi's decision not to renew a 60-day ban on Sadr's newspaper took a while to reach the streets. Among those left out of the loop was the U.S. military. As the staff quietly celebrated their victory, a U.S. patrol walked in, wanting to know what they were doing.
The gentleman got ID. They want to know what the deal is. What's going on here?
The chain. But the Americans left when they saw Alawi's written order.
Dr. Iyad Alawi, we decided to reopen this.
That's all I need to hear. All right, John. Enjoy opening your newspaper.
Look down.
Okay.
On the streets of Baghdad's Sadr city, a sprawling slum, news of the newspaper's reopening was welcomed. It's the heartland of Sadr's support and scene of much of the recent violence. But the mood was not one of triumph, so much as hope that it will help bring calm. Hassan Ali Mohammed, an engineer.
My opinion is just like any peaceful person. We hope the newspaper will begin its work peacefully and there will be no aggression against any party. We need all people just to live peacefully.
Nuri Zamin works in a doctor's office. He too has had enough of bloodshed.
Peace will be between all Sadr and the new government. And in fact, that's what we want and the government wants. That will bring stability for us.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.